This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What do you say?
I didn't say anything.
Say it again.
You're not a professional.
What?
You're not a professional.
I can't hear you, Chris.
You're not a professional.
Oh, okay. Bye.
It's time for
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hi. Can you harmonize with me?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Somebody. Thank you. Hi. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam. My name is Miel Bredo. This is a podcast where usually I'm trying to make the greatest hits even greater, but right now, I don't think I'm going to do that. I think right now what I need and what I hope you're down for is just to have some fun. So that's what this is going to be, which is why, hold the phone, we have brought back, are you ready? I didn't ask you how you want to be introduced. We're going to wing it. Okay.
I want to be introduced properly.
You know him as a worm that somehow co-opted a human body. It's Crust Fluming.
Hey, what's wrong, everybody? Happy to be back.
Thank you so much for coming back again.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you agree to do it?
Oh, it's so good to be back.
That felt true and honest.
Can you hear my fingers tightly crossed behind my thorax?
No, can you make it louder?
No, I am very happy to be back.
Why?
Miguel, I believe in the podcast.
I'm actually glad.
Hey, Doughboys. Hey, Doughboys fans.
I'm glad you brought this up because I have a small announcement to make.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've even told you this. Effective.
You have a fun size announcement?
I would say it's a super size announcement.
Is that why you kept Skyping me last night?
At all hours of the night.
Yeah.
I need support, Chris.
In the early morning?
I think for the time being, I kind of need to go bi-weekly with the show. I don't want to stop making it because I feel like people kind of want some levity right now and I want to help. But also,
in Europe, doesn't bi-weekly mean twice a week? On Orcas Island, it means twice a week.
On Orcas Island, bi-weekly.
You're saying that you want to double up.
Okay. Could we please calm down? This is too much energy already. I'm
okay.
Trying a new low energy thing.
Okay. Sorry. I'm at the rock climbing gym.
Yeah, I can tell. Your energy is psychotic. I can hear the chalk in your teeth, Chris.
Yeah. I'm upside down on the lowest, on the child's wall. but I'm in a risky pose. Hair bangs on the floor.
What I'm trying to say is that I think it's important to keep making something. Mm. Are you snapping?
Yeah, in agreement.
Stop. I think it's important to keep making something, but I just can't.
There's not enough content.
My brain can't handle doing this every single week. I need to pace myself a little bit. So I hope that's okay with you. And if it's not, I'm sorry. I understand. But also, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm a human.
It's tough on the blood-brain barrier, this podcast. That's where it hurts me. That's where it weakens my system.
I also just kind of
I hear it in your limbic. For me, it's the BB.
I kind of just want to have more fun, too. Like,
oh, you want to like go out? Yeah, you've been saying that. Yeah, you've been really like hanging out in huge groups. I've been seeing in your close friends' stories and trying to have more fun.
I think people are going to take you seriously, and I need you to lay off this bit. My family won't even tell me what they do because they're so afraid of me telling them they're not being safe enough.
Before we started recording, I mean, it was only like 8 minutes ago, but do you still believe that the coronavirus numbers have spiked because of the protests? Is that what do you keep standing by that?
I don't know why I keep having you back on.
I'm so happy right now.
Can I please finish my announcement? Thank you. Mm-hmm. It is that I kind of want to have more fun. I don't feel like there's any room for fucking snark and like, yeah, whatever. I just want to talk about songs I like and I want to have a fun time doing it and get on board or you know, don't. Also, quick announcement, as of this coming out, my album came out yesterday.
So, it came out yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
oh, yeah. Pregnant pause.
No, I forget what you, yeah, based on when this is released.
Yeah, so thank you for your support on that. This is
the album freaking rocks, Michelle.
Thank you.
I really love it. my alarm just went off, says figure out car.
Your album freaking walks. There goes my alarm to stop doing this fucking podcast. Thanks.
You mind if I play a sneak peek of your album?
You can't play. You can't do that.
Yeah, I can.
You don't have the aux cord. I know it breaks your heart. Is this a cover of the Chainsmokers?
No, my phone's just fucked up from all the water.
That's not even the version of...
From all my tears when I listen to your album. I can't stop.
That's not even the version everyone knows. What bootleg Chainsmokers? Whatever, I don't want to know, actually.
I don't have a Spotify membership.
Can we please talk about today's
song? I'm on Spotify
song?
Kids.
Can we please talk
pure,
about...
Pure Chainsmokers. I got the demo. I got the demo. I got the demo. I got the demo. I got the demo.
We're moving on. Thank you.
Before it was RAV. It was RAV4 in the original. It wasn't. Don't they rhyme Tucson with the Yukon? You know what I'm talking? They actually do some crazy rhymes in that song.
Okay, we're talking about a different song. Thank you so much. We're talking about Gautier. I think that's how you say his name. Gautier, somebody that I used to know. You may be asking why. Because I like it and I want it to.
I love that. I love that attitude.
I've heard that it's...
You're not asking the audience anymore what you guys want. No, you don't want to do Evanescence. You want to do what you want to do. You want to take it to 2012.
I want to go back to 2012 at a time where I felt alive.
I've never actually heard this song. Yaha!
I always thought it was Gautier. Apparently it's Gautier, but his real name is Wally DeBacker. I love a Wally. It's my sister's dog name.
That sounds
name.
Like a Hannibal Lecter acronym.
You're going to say that again.
That sounds like a Hannibal Lecter acronym. All right, Clarice. You want to look up a Wallaby Backer?
No, did you say Wally Weedbacker?
I figured out your acronym, Hannibal. Dr. Lecter. Fool's Gold.
What I found out...
Wallaby Backer. Okay. Yesterday's Wallaby. I went to the zoo yesterday, Hannibal. I saw what you left.
What I found out in my notes is that it's a sample. At least partially. Check this out. This is Louise Bonfa Seville. Mm-hmm. Oh. But then it continues. This slaps, honestly.
So he took like the first
just the two one chords second. At the top. Boom, 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 and then looped it.
The only good part.
Yeah.
I don't like the rest.
What?
But you were just playing.
You didn't like that?
No. I'm not a huge Louise Bonfa fan.
I guess different strokes for different folks, but I think that was great.
She did a lot of messed up stuff to my dad's company.
The other thing I want to point out is that refrain, bum, 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 bum. Does that mm-hmm. sound like something else to you?
Sting. Isn't Sting like sue him for something?
Sting? Yeah. That would be news to me.
Maybe just a vibe. Dun, 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 dun,
I think
dun,
the vibe dun, dun, dun. Is much
it's a
more.
It's creepy song. It's about sneaking up on somebody. It's like what they play when the thief comes.
You need to stop talking for a second. Did you just say it's a creepy song?
Yeah.
It's the opposite of a creepy song. It's a lullaby. It's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Oh.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. It like changed like three notes and I think maybe made it like minor. Don't ask me. I'm not good with key things. But yeah, it's effectively Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Wow. Well, I guess that's public domain, right? Because it was made. That was recorded in 1912. So that's perfect. That's why he was waiting to do it.
It worked. This crazy. I feel like what he did was like he went to like the world section in his like, you know, Pro Tools loops. And he just like clicked like 10 different ones and like combined them together. But it really did work. I don't need to tell people. We all remember this song. But I was shocked to find out it was in the Hot 100 for 8 weeks. It reached number one in 18 countries.
It's the only popular song that I remember from my adulthood. No joke.
Right? It's like, it's got to be one of the more, I wrote down, it's like yacht rock for millennials. Like something happened in our bodies when this song came out and we were all like, yes!
But no type of song has been, like this has been popular since, as popular since then.
Well, even at the time, no song like this was popular. It won, actually, Record of the Year. And I wrote down the songs it was against because I just wanted to know what else was out there at that time.
Yep.
Lonely Boy by the Black Keys, Stronger by Kelly Clarkson,
Spider-Man
Thinking About
3,
You.
The film.
Nominated famously for a Grammy.
Yep.
Thinking About You by Frank Ocean, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together by Taylor Swift, and We Are Young by Fun.
Oh, God.
It's such a
fun period?
Yeah. We don't need to talk about it. The point is, this song was such an outlier, and especially in structure. The song's structure is truly batshit when compared to other big pop songs. It's kind of insane it ever became as popular as it did. I heard in interviews with Wally DeBacker, thank you, I can't call him Gautier now that I know his real name, it's so much better.
Yeah.
he obviously wasn't expecting it to be a big hit. How could anyone have predicted it?
Wally DeBacker sold my mom a defunct blow dryer. Now that you say that.
I grabbed this.
Lit my shed on fire. Do you know that? Doesn't Gotye like not know this song blew up?
Oh, he definitely knows. He made a YouTube video some Patreon member sent me where he, I guess, or his team like blended together like 1,000 covers of it.
Oh.
It was actually very cool, like a symphony almost.
But he doesn't do – did he stop doing
– He has not released a record since.
Yeah. He's just giving zipline tours in Perth.
It's Perth.
Perth.
Jessica Stacy, my patron, she said – This came on while...
I miss Jessica Stacy.
You miss her?
Yes.
Corona is keeping us apart from the real ones.
Yeah.
This came on while I was at the dentist getting a few fillings. My dentist was a cool dentist who played the top 40. As I was very, very, very high, this song started and began to resonate with me. As the music and nitrous oxide took over, I realized that I ruined every relationship I'd ever been in and I'd be alone forever. I was going to die alone. I just started sobbing while in the middle of my filling. I think that's what's so special about this song is that...
Jessica Stacy... rocks, by
Jessica
the way.
Stacy keeps it so real, and this is how I feel about this song. I know that this
Jessica
is,
Stacy hit me up on Waze. I want to chat.
I feel like if you find the Spotify playlist for like songs white people absolutely flip their shit to, this is probably the top 10.
Yeah. I really see in my life, I see myself teaching the SATs at Lucerna High School when I think of this song.
Did you actually do that, or is this a fever dream you had?
I'm not that wild. Yeah, that is what was happening at that time in my life.
Yeah, the thing is, musically, I don't think you would suspect it's so tragic. And then you listen to the words and you're like, oh, fuck.
And it's like, it's also like, why does that have to be the case? Like, after you break up with someone, why do they have to be like, hi, Chris?
Are you just posturing?
Hi, Chris.
Existential questions about the end of love?
Hi, Chris. It's like, okay.
Period.
Okay, Greenbaum.
The email. Oh, you actually said someone's name.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
Okay, Crisp. With all of that said, are you ready to get into the song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's listen.
Let's begin. This sounds kind of like a Louise Bonfa sample to me.
Little star, now I wonder what you are.
Oh, wow, yeah. So there's like a soothing element. There's like a little chamomile
lullaby
to it so that it can then take us into a very sad concept.
Hell.
About eternal sun shining somebody.
I would also like to revisit this this last little piece.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, the Rugrats xylophone?
That, I'm pretty sure that is someone taking like a hard-ended mallet and wiping it up someone's spine.
that's someone in the elephant graveyard running out and dragging a shovel. Good seeing everybody.
I want to just circle back to the way I just laughed and sincerely apologize. I want to get ahead of this.
What did you do?
When you said elephant.
Did you say something fucked up while you laughed?
When you said elephant graveyard, I went, ha! I don't think I can recreate it.
Yeah. No, that was a Zazu soundbite that I played, actually. Who was voiced by...
Chris Fleming when he was 5.
Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. We're learning really cool stuff.
This is the thing. People, whenever you're on this podcast, people are like, I love him. Or they're like, fuck this guy.
I think he's too much of a distraction for Mael.
But I love when he calls her Miguel.
Does he know her name's not Michelle?
That's what I'm saying. Honestly, like, I feel like to be outputting content right now, you kind of have to be willing to absolutely lose your fucking mind, I hope. I don't know if you've heard the song Lose Yourself.
Have you checked your Darknet Patreon, though? People love me on your Darknet Patreon.
My onion skin Patreon?
Yeah.
Wait, onion skin. No, dot onion. Thank you.
No, your onion skin one.
Okay, so
I love a veggie joke.
Now we get into Wally's actual singing. And again, for those at home who are in the Venn diagram of people who listen to this podcast and people that know my sister's dog, I'm talking about Gotye, not my sister's dog. Thank you.
Yeah. Now and then I think of when we
were together. This is so sparse.
like yep. When you
said you felt so yeah, he's lying down in a dungeon.
Why does he sound hot? He sounds so hot.
People tell me I look like him. At least they did back then.
They did, because your hair.
That's all. I mean, yeah, people just love hair look like. I had a video that was like the first video that got any views. It was right around the time that his video was getting.
The body paint?
Yeah. Which is so good.
It's so good. It's still good.
It's shot on like a camcorder.
No, like a flip phone. Yeah. It's a Samsung Razor.
Yeah, you like see the cast and crew. Like,
I think it was a Motorola Razor.
It was shot on a pink Razor. And it's
one of those Bono ones that was like red, just red.
And then Kimbra comes in on the Segway. Like, she's not moving her legs.
She's on a longboard.
And yeah, they're both totally non-sexually nude. Which is, that is the last non-sexual nudity I've seen since Hereditary, pre-Hereditary.
Okay, I guess someone didn't see Midsummer, but all right.
Okay, I'm saying up until then. Wait, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, so people kept being like, is this Gautier? That's what I remember that. And I remember being very, very flattered, but also like, is this all this is going to be them just like the Gautier look like? Because I have a Mary Martin bob cut.
To be fair, I think probably even Gautier himself was sick of that. I feel like there's got to be a reason why he never made music again. And I can only imagine how truly insane it must be to see something that's like so personal and so heavy go so, so, so viral to the point that it had to have lost all meaning even to him.
Yeah. It
probably changed his name to like Sam Johnson and like continues to make music to this day. But like, you can't.
I think I heard something that he made, or maybe it was pre that. And like, it doesn't sound anything like this.
Oh, this record, I had this whole album. I listened to it on repeat. There was a couple really good songs on it. But you know who he sounds so much like? This is an obvious thing, but Peter Gabriel. He's got major Peter Gabriel energy.
You ever see that clip of Peter Gabriel performing live on the bike where he's just in the round, but he's just riding a bike around the stage?
No.
Oh, it's good. Wearing a GoPro, like a headlamp or something?
We have to talk about what he said.
Okay.
Now and then I think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. Told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company.
Mm.
But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
Mm. That's and how now, I feel about going to hibachi with people.
Now is the point.
It's a lonely activity.
Now is the point in the song where you would think it would go to a chorus, right? It's so slow. It's so sparse. Mm. There's like, he's just literally singing over this sampled guitar thing. There's nothing else going on. He's singing so quietly, it makes you want to lean in. Like he's whispering a secret, but he's not actually really saying anything other than I'm vaguely sad.
Mm-hmm. Some Australian curse.
I think everything whispered in Australia is technically a curse.
Yeah, it creates spiders.
It creates new breeds of spiders. But then instead they take us to this like very strange instrumental. I think this is maybe where the bongos come in.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not here yet.
Yeah, this is just...
This is like a homemade
it's an
instrument.
Owl on a guitar. Yeah, you're right. They just went to the world, the world instruments on GarageBand.
Yeah, and they just
didn't
were
even
like,
buy
we'll take
new.
One of each.
Yeah. Give us the sitar. Give us the accordion.
That's part of why I find this song so interesting is because it really should not have worked. And actually, when I sent this to Rob, he was like, I'm not sure I've actually ever really listened to the verses of this song. Because they're compared to the choruses, they're so nothing. But
Rob fast forwards to the choruses for this number?
Well, I think Rob probably doesn't recognize it overplaying at like the West Side Market, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone, I mean, a lot of people's exposure to this song was not intentional.
They were just played on repeat at Target.
Oh,
on,
yeah.
On loop.
It was a gentle form of torture, I think, for a lot of people. I'm sure a lot of people saw this song on this episode and were like, fuck this!
You know, though, I'm not tired of it.
That's how I feel. And again, I am extremely fucking white, so maybe that's part of it. But like, at the same time, I think maybe it's been long enough that we could kind of listen to it again. Like, I know it was extremely played out for the last 12 years, but it's been 12 years. Can I... Wait, no.
No.
It's been 8 years. Yeah. Can I maybe start...
That's you just freaked me out.
I'm sorry. We're not quite that old yet, but we're getting there.
I was just climbing into my sarcophagus. You can be addicted to a certain kind of sadness.
Like resignation to the end, always the end. There's a guitar in there now. So when we found we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends. That guitar is so spooky.
It's twangy.
It sounds like he's communicating with someone that's in a different part of a cave than he is.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's so sleepy. It is like a lullaby. This is like a... This
yeah, but
is like
about
a,
to, he, but he's about to really, really pour the pig slop on you.
The pig slop?
Oh, you know, I know. It's how you wake pigs up with the cold water.
What?
You know, in the morning when the farmer has to wake up the pigs.
Why would a farmer have to wake pigs up?
Oh, maybe it's when someone falls asleep in the pig den and that's how that happens in movies.
Where are you getting your...
Get out of here! I think I'm thinking of that scene. I think this happens once in Pirates of the Caribbean.
You're a nightmare.
That wasn't me.
Didn't you go to college?
Someone else is. Isn't Marissa on the line?
No, Marissa's not here and she can't save
me. I don't have Spotify. I wouldn't play the Chainsmokers when we're talking about... It's inappropriate to do that when we're talking about somebody that I used to know.
I feel like you can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness.
Mm. Oh, that
is so unbelievably poignant for him to just be gently whispering to us. You can get addicted to a sad... I'm also going to point out here, since we're about
also
to go...
He's so vague that you have to fill in with your imagination, and that's a really good writing technique.
Yeah, I think he said this was an amalgamation of several relationships, so that also could explain why I was a little bit vague.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that he says, when we found that we could not make sense, you said that we would still be friends, but I'll admit I was glad it was over. It's like a little bit self-effacing because the rest of the song is like very pointed.
It's also not really a but statement.
You think it should have said, and I'll admit?
Yes. Well, you said that we could still be friends, and I'll admit that I was glad it was over.
No. That's exactly the opposite of what he's saying. The first sentiment is, you know, I'm really excited we can continue this relationship. Obviously, this isn't working, but at least I can keep knowing you. And then the follow-up is like, but also I really didn't like dating you.
Mm-hmm. It seems almost like he's saying, but I do not want to be friends either.
Hmm. But then motherfucker is going to throw it all on his head and jump up a whole ass octave. Mm. He was keeping us down in the trench when he could fly so close to the sun that we all get fucking sunburns.
Well, yeah, but if you get his zipline tours, then you know what he's capable of when he starts zipping.
I need to pause it for a second. It feels so rough.
That's kind of a rough draft line. It's like,
I don't know.
No, it's great. It's great.
It's so real.
Yeah. It's like, is that my dad writing an email? It doesn't sound like a lyric.
No, it's an email I would find in my Hotmail account from my eighth grade boyfriend.
Like, you think it would be like anyone else would put like a simile in there or something.
That feels really bad.
Rough is something. Or like,
and I don't feel so good.
I feel like it feels so rough. It's like, oh, okay.
To be fair, it's a good rhyme.
This guy
rhyme.
Gets adventure tours.
It's a good rhyme with love.
Mm.
But you treat me like a stranger, like I wasn't enough.
You're not going to talk about the boing, that sound?
Bow, 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 throw thing.
Right before it comes in, the boing, 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 boing. You know what he's doing?
What?
Stepping on armadillos. I read that.
And then I feel like the other thing that I notice about this chorus is that once you know what the final chorus is like, this one sounds so empty.
Mm.
Without all those background vocals and counter melodies,
mm-hmm.
and without Kimbra in there.
Camera?
Without Cameron in there screaming her ass off.
Without Cameron Diaz.
There's so, a spine again.
Did his ex just keep records at his house? Not even like a toothbrush?
Oh, good question. I'm guessing that the records is really like...
Just him trying to be like, I dated a cool girl.
Yeah.
Have your friends collect your cassettes and then change your number.
Have your friends collect your tiny sunglasses and then change your...
Have your friends collect your Blu-rays and then change your number.
Did you say Blu-rays?
Yeah, Blu-rays.
Have your friends collect your laser discs and then change your number. Have you ever had records, though? That is, like, such a fucking thing to have to separate your record collection.
No, I've never had records. Also, what, like, are we talking records you get at Urban Outfitters? Is that what you had, Gautier? Like, is that, that is him being like...
Yeah, that's right. We're pretty cool. That's right. My ex-girlfriend...
Have your friends collect your hats and then change your number.
Have your friends collect your coin nice collection.
And then what if it was something that like was sort of like elephant tusks, like something
have your friends
like,
collect your assorted bones and
oh
then
you were dating a poacher. Have your friends collect your rhino nose and change your we got her. Go, yay. Who was that girl you were dating? Love the song. Who was the girl you were dating? That's the
I can never say.
The animal police.
It's also a good time to point out that I think Somebody I Used to Know is also an Elliott Smith song by the exact same title.
Really?
Somebody That I Used to Know is an Elliott Smith song, yeah. Mm. In front of that Silver Lake Wall. It's that album. Figure Eight? What was it called? Don't know.
Have your friends collect your Imagine Dragons albums and then change your number.
What if he mentioned which album it was? Have your friends collect your highly scratched copy of Rumors and then change your number.
Also, like... Also, he's basically admitting to, like, that's one step short of a restraining order, is to push
change her number.
Yeah, like, what were you doing, Gautier?
Also, the order of operations is off. Change the number first, then have the friends collect the records. If you had the friends collect the records, you could have changed the number at any point in there.
Yeah.
But then to say, you're just somebody that I used to know, maybe it's a sweaty statement, but, like, it does hurt. That does hurt me.
Oh, totally.
That would make me cry at the dentist.
That concept? Oh, that punched me in the gut when I... Yeah, I mean...
It punched you in the gut?
That feeling.
It punched me in the coccyx. I think I need to take a break after saying that. I do apologize. Again, I don't know what you want from me. I'm bad. I'm bad and not in the hot way. But I am also hot. I'm taking a break.
Are you doing acupuncture of your teeth right now? It sounds like you got needles in those things.
Hello, we're back now. Hey, welcome to hell.
What's up, jammies?
Jammies?
Hey. Let's pinch it up, jammies. We got to get this up. We got to get this episode out.
I forgot to comment on my favorite part, which is that note he goes to for need that though. Every time it happens, I get so excited. And I've heard this song minimum 462 times.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those. It's probably. Oh, I wonder if it's just everyone. It's in everyone's range. Maybe that's why. Everyone sounds good on that note. Everyone can belt that in the fucking Subaru.
Oh, it's so fucking high. I don't know who can sing this song because it's so low at the beginning and then it's so high at the chorus. This man's voice is incredible. I love it. It reminds me of like...
Maybe you just sound good when you sing with him. Maybe that's what it is.
I think we all feel like we sound good when we sing with him.
Mm.
Can anyone not belt this chorus when it comes on?
He's the musical leader.
I feel like it's a Steve Winwood effect.
Oh, totally.
Right? It's the same energy.
I said one time in like a gas station, like Steve Winwood doesn't get nearly enough respect. And a man turned around. And he was like, Steve Winwood is the most famous man of my generation. He corrected me that Steve Winwood does, in fact, get tons,
his comeuppance.
Tons of comeuppance.
Speaking of comeuppance, you know who's about to come up in this song?
Uh-huh. Oh, I have an idea.
What?
His flatmate, Kimbra. Hey, Kimbra.
So what I heard was that he had a high profile singer in line to do this, and then she bailed like mm-hmm. the day before or something.
Who was the high profile singer?
Of course they didn't say. Mm. I would love to imagine it was, I don't know, Katy Perry maybe, because mm-hmm. that is who Kimbra kind of sounds like on this song.
That would have been so weird.
But Kimbra, if you know her music as an individual, she really doesn't sound like this. So it's very interesting that she sings anyway. Let's just listen to what she has to say. The other side of the story. The real nothing better postal service situation. There's like literally the production is so sparse here.
We're going to Kimber's house.
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over.
Were they in business together? They own a small business?
I love how she comes in with such a whisper, but then such a big fucking statement.
All the times you screwed me over. Wait, did Gautier write both of these?
I don't know why, but I think she wrote her part. I don't know why.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah. just to provide the other side of the coin a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, she's just so sweet. Now and then, and then, all the times you screwed me over. This is the best part of the song, right? Like, we sit through the Gautier verses to get to the Kimbra verse.
And he's like, oh.
Who is she in the 11th hour?
I kind of want to hear from her. That's why he's first. And yeah.
He's the opener. He's the opener for Kimbra.
There's like another song that's just like this about like, when I met you, you were working in a restaurant.
It's the Human League, Don't You Want Me?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
And then the woman's like, then she says,
I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. Yeah, that song's got like the most like Little Dick energy of any song I've ever heard.
My car was running. Okay, I was going to sing, but I cannot. I don't know how you were able to sing anything other than this melody.
I got worms in my brain. And then my next clip is called Kimbra Unleashed.
Whoa, you name your clips?
Of course I do.
So it's time for this.
Because she goes from this like timid little stranger in the woods with a lot to say to being like, psych, hear me roar, asshole.
Right, right.
That's right, I came to get my
records. I'm sick of your buzz cut. Bob cut. But I can't even do her range right now.
I'm sick of your Andy Samberg ass hair.
It's not short enough and it's not long enough.
Make a choice! No, this is where she really sounds like Katy Perry and also like lets him know she came not only to say some shit, but to yell some shit.
And she is gliding up to him in the music video.
She's really like coquettish in this very sexy way.
It's amazing. And he's just like standing there like... They did not have a good time filming it, you can tell.
Oh, no, that stop motion shit must have taken so long.
Oh, yeah, and body paint. That was a big time for body painting.
Is that like a woodwind? What is that?
Flutes.
Where are we?
Those are flutes.
Oh, this is where she goes off. Oh, I'm so glad I cut it there. I wouldn't be able to handle the whole thing in one fell swoop. Mm. The way she's like,
it's empowering.
I'm a mouse. Yeah, and then she's like, but I don't want to live that way.
Yeah, she gets Cher.
If I were to do a punch up for this, which I don't think I'm gonna, I'm so tired of this song being parodied and covered. I think this song needs to exist as it is, and I think we should all fucking leave it alone. But if I were to have done a punch up for it.
Cop out.
Oh, okay. What was that? Cop out?
I said nothing, Miel.
Well, how many episodes are there?
I said absolutely
nothing.
How many
episodes are there and how many songs have I rewritten?
I'm telling you, that was Marissa. I'm just not talking. I totally respect you. I would not have said cop out, especially in that low register.
Hey, Marissa, can you really quick add in you saying cop out, pitch it down, and then put that side by side with Chris saying cop out?
Sure. Cop out.
Miel's a cop out.
See? Thanks, Marissa.
I do think if this song hadn't been discussed to death, there is room for it being a musical. It's very obviously a musical number to me.
You have to slow it down a lot to fill out a whole musical. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's as a song in a musical, as a pivotal moment in a musical. Then that's the way.
Spread the 4 minutes over an hour and a half. I thought you were saying. You want to make the story a musical.
If I may finish.
Like a Brigadoon?
Was Brigadoon worth it?
Do any of y'all listeners know about Brigadoon?
Okay, Chris, I'm going to go ahead and talk now, if you wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'm trying to say is the way that she pivots her voice is very theatrical to me. But I don't know. It's like, it's very like the intro of Defying Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was flying off the handle. Bop! I hope you're happy. Like the way it like switches into like, oh, we're singing now.
Yeah, yeah.
She comes out of fucking nowhere. That's Meryl stripping into the woods.
It's diaphragm. It's the diaphragm kicks in.
Ooh, yeah. And then, oh my god, finally back into this chorus where they're gonna, this is where shit positively hits the fan and we had to wait. This is actually, I'm sorry to bring this back up, but this is the true edging anthem, this song. They make us wait until the final chorus to give us what we needed.
I'm satiated, but.
What? No, you're not. Not until they get to somebody. You can't feel anything. You're dead inside. You feel nothing.
Okay.
And then this brings you back to life. Listen
to
her.
Tell me how I feel.
Listen to her.
Tell me how I feel. That is so you.
Y'all ever heard of Brigadoon?
Mel, we don't. Was it worth it to talk about the city that only exists once every 100 years? That a guy is like, what the fuck? This was a bog. Now there's like an ice cream parlor. There's a man on a mini pony.
What are you talking about?
It's like this town. It's like the town from Gilmore Girls. Does anyone know Brigadoon?
They can't answer you, Chris.
We need to get this episode out. People need to hear this.
This is a real testament to like a debate team, you know, an unreliable narrator. think this might have been
Totally. The first, this is the first case, you think?
This is the first case in recorded history.
Yeah. Tess of the D'Urbervilles wasn't the first.
Oh, Tess of the D'Urbervilles! I love that ref because I hated reading that in high school. Listen, I want to show you the acapella for the background vocals here because it's truly insane.
Okay. Body that you used
to know. But you didn't have to cut me off. Make out like it never happened, but we were nothing.
Okay, sorry to interrupt, but happened, and we were nothing. One more time.
Peanut them and the bumping.
Happen, mummy, were nothing.
Happen, mama. Again. Do it again. We're papamim. It's happamim.
That's the mouthful of peanut butter kid trying to excitedly tell a story.
It's, yeah.
Happen, mummy,
were nothing. You see an episode of SNL?
Happen, mummy, were nothing. But like,
Happamim is actually one of my favorite Australian spices.
Happamim. Y'all ever heard of Brigadoon and Happamim? I understand why a cappella groups all over the world like flocked to this tune because this vocal arrangement really screams pentatonics.
That's so, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Every college group came in their pants when they first heard this song. They were like, the possibilities!
Yeah, Anna Kendrick had to recharge her Sibian for 2 weeks after this. Her neighbors were like, turn it off! Use the dryer!
Maybe I'm a hack.
Straddle the dryer, Kendrick.
Maybe I'm a hack, but I do love it. It does tingle my insides in the good way.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way that they're currently tingled from the stress of releasing an album yesterday.
You want to hear more of that? I have another leak of your. Can we listen to another single from your album?
Nope.
I think this is good promo.
Please stop playing the Chainsmokers, Chris.
I'm not.
Chris, I'm deeply regretting having you back on this podcast already.
Enough.
Why is it so slow? That's not even the Halsey version. I don't understand where you got this creepy version of this song. It's the only way to make it worse.
This is the public domain version.
This is the Muzak version.
Yeah, YouTube allows you to use this.
Okay, I have the whole rest of the song as a single clip. So
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah, because I need it. At this point, I need it. I personally need it.
Oh, wow, okay.
And this podcast at this point is documenting my descent into madness. This is kind of for me now. Are you ready?
Great. I can go back to bars and restaurants after this?
No, absolutely
Oh,
not.
I can't? Okay, sorry.
That's the best part of the song, and he waits until the very end to give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody! Why is that not in there the whole time?
It's confident.
Who is that? That's Peter Gabriel?
Or
somebody!
Sting.
That is someone.
It's Sting.
Help! Help!
Phil Collins?
Maybe it's Steve Winwood. Is that Valerie? No.
Play it again.
Call on me, Valerie! Somebody! It's like, there's like something, it's very 80s ballad from a man.
No vibrato.
Harmony. I'm sorry, I gotta revisit the stems now to hear them sing this part.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Somebody.
Wow, there's so much reverb on that part. That's a choir. Look at them. And the vocal treatment is so different on this section as opposed to the rest of the song.
It's 1,000 Gautiers.
It's 10,000 Gautiers, which is...
it was the prophecy.
That's my mashup band, that's Gautier and 10,000 Maniacs.
We were warned of this.
I used to know somebody that I used to know.
It sounds and looks painful the way he sings it.
Yeah, I'd be surprised
it's
if
it's... It's very tennis ball with a slit cut in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't say it's been a pleasure. Good night, listeners. No, thanks so much for tuning in.
Stop, this is not how it ends.
Oh. It's been a while.
And then one final strum up the spine.
That's someone running back in an elephant graveyard saying, oops, I left my Android. And then running out.
listening to it back, especially in pieces, it doesn't really make sense that it was able to become so big.
It's like cartoon sound effects. That's, I think, what it's like, a lot of cartoon sound effects.
That's how it feels. But then, like, if you really separate all the different instruments happening here, they should never have been put together. This is like, it's like ambrosia. You know, that like salad in the South that's like got marshmallows in it. Like, that's like this song. It's like, what happened? But then you taste it and you're like, actually.
Sure, yeah.
And that's exactly why, fuck trying to punch this up.
So ambrosia is a salad in the South with marshmallows?
Yeah, I think it's like Jell-O and marshmallows. And I want to see some maraschino cherries made their way in the mix.
And there's greens?
No, I think it's like a sweet, one of those sweet salads.
Ah, a dessert salad.
One of those like whipped cream based salads.
Yeah, sure.
That's how this song feels to me. It doesn't, I don't know. I exist in neither time nor space when this song is on.
Mm.
I'm happy to have listened to it. Unfortunately, the moment we're done recording, I do need to blast it in one fell swoop because it's going to
be... To get it out of your system?
Yeah. Just to feel it and let it live.
Yeah, you got to put it in the ice cream truck and take that around.
But I am excited to talk about it again. So, I mean,
you're doing another episode with this song?
The next episode's also going to be about Gotye's. Somebody I used to know.
Hey, guys. Miel here. So, the new... my brain's crazy right now, and I've been alone in quarantine. So, the new format is every week, like, I just want to have fun. Like, I'm tired of edging. Every week we're going to listen to somebody I used to know. And no one's going to be allowed to talk about Brigadoon. Dun, 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 dun. Bum, 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 bum.
I still do have Rammus, though. I got Rammus to talk about this song. I'm very proud of myself for that. Especially because, quick sidebar, Rob just had a fucking baby. And it's the cutest baby I've ever seen in my life. Also, like, imagine having a baby right now. Shout out Rammus.
Hell yeah, Rob.
And Shoko.
Hell yeah, Shoko.
Let's listen to what he had to say about Gotye. I'm a little scared, but I'm hopeful.
Well, 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 I was pleasantly surprised to delve deeper into this once ubiquitous song and find that not only do I like it, I actually really respect it. It was interesting to read about how the song was constructed and to learn that it was built from a Luis Bonfa sample. That song is called Seville, and it uses a classic flamenco chord progression. In Gotye's song, he makes a loop out of the first two chords of this progression, and if you listen closely in the introduction, you can actually hear where the loop starts and stops. The first chord, when it's repeated, is suddenly louder than the chord before it. I always like looking for those little glitchy, idiosyncratic moments in the production of music, because imperfections like that can provide a lot of personality. Even if we aren't aware of it, a little spike in volume each time we hit that first D minor chord helps to propel the song during a long verse section. He's also recorded or sampled some drums that accentuate that feeling too, giving us a sort of tortured heartthrob on the downbeats. The contrast between the warm, almost crunchy, vintage sound of the guitar and that sort of xylophone playing essentially Baba Black Sheep is an interesting frame for where the song goes. We all know where that is, a deeply memorable chorus. What I really admire about it is how the impact of the chorus is achieved mostly by vocal range and melodic firepower. He's sort of talking to us through the verse, and all the sounds feel very close, but it's not like 100 overdubs come in for the chorus to make it land. The vocal is reverberant, it's sung much higher, and the phrases run longer and into each other with great insistency. There's a fluty keyboard and a very subtle percussion part in the right channel, but other than that, we aren't really far off from where we were in the verse. Part of how this works is that for the few bars before the chorus, everything falls away to just guitar, making a return to our previous texture plus a few new musical friends feel like a massive shift. I'll leave you with one last fun detail. The verse of this song only uses the chords D minor and C, the first two from the Seville sample. The chorus also feels more satisfying than the verse because the loop is four chords long instead of just two. We now hear D minor, C major, B flat, and C major again. Conveniently for Gautier, the third chord in the sample is also B flat, but less conveniently, the fourth chord in the original is A major, which is never heard anywhere in our new song. So to construct the body of the chorus, he would have had to do a little more minor surgery by grabbing those first three chords and then scrolling back to the second chord and pasting it where the fourth one wanted to land. We never hear the guitar in this section as nakedly as we do in the verse, but I bet the stems will reveal a very interesting patchwork underneath all that poignant singing.
I didn't realize that...
Generally, I really agree with all that.
I didn't realize that the third chord in the sample was how the chorus does resolve. Almost as if he like totally scrambled up the sample, but still ultimately used the chords as they were. That's really... And also the trick of pulling everything out before the chorus comes in and it lending to making the chorus feel so big. I feel like probably a lot of people have done that, but I don't think I've seen a more successful use of it than in this song. Oh no, why are you quiet? What are you scheming? What are you scheming?
I'm just sketching Louise Bonfa.
I'm just briefly reading about Brigadoon.
What did he call her? A teenage heartthrob? What is it?
Who, Brigadoon?
Did Rob use the phrase teenage heartthrob?
I did not hear that.
Ah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
So maybe I'm not the only one losing my mind, huh? Mm-hmm. Are we doing okay?
I'm doing well. I'm making a lot of investment. I'm doing good.
In what? Bones?
Natural gas.
Stop.
Archipelagos.
Stop.
Plant-based proteins.
Stop.
Dia sliceables.
Stop.
I think dia sliceables are the next big things.
I'm firmly declaring this song unpunchable. If nothing else, because it's been punched up too many times already. And I think it's time to let it go and let it live and also bring it back. I think this song slaps and I think we all need to be screaming to this right now. Actually, you know what?
I think A Girl From My Hometown made a parody of this.
That's what I'm saying. Every single person.
We mustn't.
Everyone heard it and was like, I know what I must do. And I think now it's I know what I mustn't do. And also, this song's good again. It's been long enough. It's good again.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah. The playlist for this month's Patreon was a... karaoke to do alone in your room, and this one immediately came to mind as like a song that I feel like not enough people think to do as a karaoke song because it's so hard. But that's why it's perfect to do alone in your room, because no one can hear you fail.
This is also on my new Patreon playlist, which is songs to zigzag away from gators to.
Did you grow up in Florida? How do you know that?
That's how you escape them.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Well, I've done a lot of research about ways to escape animals because. And I've made it very clear, no, that's what you do, because you don't want to, if that's not what it is, that's so embarrassing.
You're getting killed by a gator because you zigzagged like, away.
If you're just like, running triangles away, and the gator's like, oh, you're like, it's so humiliating. So I'm like, I made sure to really know that's what you do. You only zigzag if you have to, and that's if the gator's there.
Let's get to Unpunchable Jams.
You can't punch this.
You go first.
Okay, mine I'm really excited about. I just found this because I heard it playing in Michaela Cole's show. Do you watch it? No, I May Destroy You?
I don't know.
It's hard to watch if you have an experience with sexual assault, but it is so interesting and I'm so excited. I'm so excited for her career. She's so unbelievably talented and the music in this show is so good. And I know I'm really late to this track, but I just found it because of the show. It's called Cola by Arlo Parks.
To my own devices.
It's super vibey.
It's better when your Coca-Cola eyes are out of my face.
It just feels really good. It kind of soothing. Her voice is so beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like I'm closing up a coffee shop right now. In a good way.
Suddenly I also feel like Billie Eilish sounds kind of derivative. I don't know. I'm not trying to start beef. I'm vegan. Why would I do that?
Super fucked up, man, what you said about Billie Eilish.
What about you?
So mine this week it's these two guys that I have been listening to for a little while.
And do I've not say the Chainsmokers. No.
Could you let me finish?
No. What are you about to say?
It's Closer by the Chainsmokers.
That unpunchable. That song is so punchable. Are you kidding?
You've heard that song?
I said I wanted to do this because I wanted to feel good, and now here you are making me feel bad. Do not play it again.
I'm not. I'm looking for a song to pick. I can't. Okay, okay. It's called Close Air.
What?
It's called Close Air.
No.
Close Air? Closer. It's called... I'm going to... Okay, my punchable jam this week is Closer.
You can't even say Chainsmokers.
Closer by the Chainsmokers.
Are you really choosing that?
Yes.
That's really going on the playlist?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever.
The people who are holding out for you, the I like when he calls her Miguel people, just turned on you. You get to the Chainsmokers.
I realized recently that that is my favorite song.
That's not true.
Yes.
Your favorite song is the soundtrack of Brigadoon. Everyone knows this. Chris, thank you so much for coming back on, even though I'm not sure I'll ever forgive you for what you've just done.
Oh, totally. Oh, totally.
Everyone, go listen to Sick Jan. It's the best song in the biz. In fact, that's what you should have made your Unpunchable Jam. Sick Jan's so good.
Thanks.
That's a real Gautier song, actually, because you jump up so high in the chorus of that song you made.
Sick Jan is about a woman who did my taxes who was obsessed with the idea of going to jail with me for claiming an illegal home office. So check it out. It's on Daily Motion.
Sick Jan! If you want more of me, you can join the Punch of the Jam Patreon, where I do playlists every month. Plus a bonus episode about that playlist.
Thanks, guys. I'll be in the pool in one sec.
And check out my album. It just came out. It's really quite sad, but at least it's real.
It's really good. Please do listen to it.
Hey, thanks. I feel crazy.
It's so good.
Really quick, can you check?
I'm going to dance to one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Sick. Somebody. Okay, well, thank you. Bye.
Okay, that was
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.